Los Angeles Mayor Bass endorses former mayor for governor. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass endorsed former Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa for governor of California on September 9. The 72-year-old Los Angeles native and former state assemblyman is making a second run for the state's highest seat. He lost in the 2018 primary against 26 other candidates. Governor Gavin Newsom won in the general election. Bass introduced Villaraigosa at a press conference, calling him California's next governor. "You are talking about somebody who knows the legislature, who knows how to build relationships, who knows our city," Bass said. Villaraigosa, a Democrat, said he was honored by the endorsement. "I'm honored to have the endorsement of Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass," Villaraigosa stated on social media. "Mayor Bass is a fierce advocate for working families, children, seniors, and underserved communities and a tireless champion for social and economic justice and for the people of Los Angeles. I appreciate her support in this campaign and look forward to collaborating with Mayor Bass for the health, safety, and betterment of Angelenos and all Californians," he added. During the press conference, he criticized the recent immigration enforcement in the city and federal immigration officers working to identify and deport illegal immigrants. He vowed to continue fighting against the Trump administration's immigration operations. "In my lifetime, I have never seen military-style raids in this town, or any town in the United States of America. I say no. I say no to this threat to our democracy," Villaraigosa said September 9. The two have been friends since the 1970s, when Bass was a community activist and Villaraigosa was a union organizer. Both of them served in the legislature, becoming assembly speakers, and both were elected as mayor of Los Angeles. Villaraigosa, the city's first Latino mayor, describes himself as a problem solver and civil rights leader. One of the latest polls published in August showed the former mayor with only about 9% support among possible voters. Former Congresswoman Katie Porter, a Democrat, has a solid lead in the race, followed by Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco, a Republican. Former Fox News host Steve Hilton, also a Republican, was in third place, according to the Politico poll. In June, an Emerson College poll showed Villaraigosa was favored by 5% of voters. The former mayor was a visiting fellow at Harvard University's Kennedy School's Institute of Politics after serving as Los Angeles mayor from 2005 to 2013. He launched his campaign to replace termed-out Governor Gavin Newsom in July 2024. The Democratic Party stalwart faces similar competition this time around with a field of contenders vying for the seat. At least 20 candidates had entered the gubernatorial race as of September 10, with several big names among them. Besides Bianco, Hilton, and Porter, candidates for governor include former U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services Xavier Becerra, who was appointed by President Joe Biden to oversee the COVID-19 vaccine mandates, current California State Schools Superintendent Tony Thurmond, former State Senator Tony Atkins, and tech entrepreneur Ethan Agarwal. Former Vice President and California resident Kamala Harris announced she would not run for the office. Term-limited Newsom has not yet endorsed anyone for the race.